This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. French President Emmanuel Macron today meets with his cabinet to discuss the reconstruction and funding for the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. This as crews check the structural stability of the iconic building and try to measure the full extent of fire damage at the centuries-old Paris landmark. In a nationwide address Tuesday night, Macron said the plan was to rebuild it, in his words, even more beautifully, within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses so far have pledged about $800 million to the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France will ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began. Pope Francis has expressed his sorrow over what happened to Notre Dame Cathedral, telling the Archbishop of Paris, "I join you in your sorrow, as well as that of the faithful of your diocese, the inhabitants of Paris, and all the French people. This disaster," the pontiff said, "has affected a national symbol dear to the hearts of Parisians and the French people in the diversity of their convictions." He also praised the courage of firefighters who tried to contain the blaze, and expressed his hope that Notre Dame will return to its former glory, that it reflects the architectural and spiritual heritage of Paris, of France, and of all humanity. People in Venezuela are celebrating the arrival of the first shipment of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. The delivery of such aid has become a focal point in Venezuela's political power struggle, now in its third month. Until this point, President Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid into the country, going so far as to insist Venezuela did not need it. To keep up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. government later today will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere, though today's principal focus is Venezuela. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
Ahead of a Wednesday speech by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Washington is waiting anxiously for tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. The latest from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While Democrats are calling for an unredacted version of Robert Mueller's Russia report, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway predicts the president will be exonerated and Democrats will be disappointed.
People will cherry pick and try to find something in there. If you can't indict, maybe you'll just try to embarrass and harass. But that will never equal collusion. That will never equal indictment.
Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the report says there was no criminal conspiracy between Russia and Trump associates. But Mueller did not provide a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice. The president's inner circle is said to be bracing for embarrassing information that could be divulged, and his legal team is already preparing a lengthy rebuttal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police in the U.S. state of Colorado were searching for an 18-year-old woman suspected of making threats that led to a lockout at several Denver area schools. Being sought is Saul Pais, who allegedly traveled to Colorado on Monday night and made threats in the Denver metropolitan area. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says authorities are doing all they can to eliminate any threat to the community.
We have state, local, federal law enforcement partners that are working both behind the scenes and a lot of boots on the ground that are doing what they can to follow up each and every lead that develops.
Authorities say Saul Pais is considered armed and extremely dangerous. Among the schools targeted in the threat was Columbine, where a pair of students killed 13 people and wounded 24 others exactly 20 years ago before killing themselves. Gene Randall, VOA News.